This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a lesson in humility and not to look past anybody. The reason why I brought up Junior Bridgman is because, like I said, the vast majority of people have never heard of him. He played in the NBA in the 1970s. I think the most he ever made was like $200,000. He worked in Wendy's during the offseason. He didn't work in Wendy's because he needed a job. He worked in Wendy's to learn the business. So after he was done, he started investing in Wendy's franchises. He ended up owning over 400 Wendy's franchises and became the second largest Wendy's franchise owner in the world, not America, in the world. Yes, and he amassed a net worth of $400 million in the process.
No.
So then he sold that. He sold all of those and flipped it, and now he's $900 million. So Shaq said he looks up to him. So if you're just looking at it like Junior Bridgman, he's not an all-star. He's not a Hall of Fame.
Right.
He might be in the audience right now. You walk right past him. You never know who you're sitting next to. And just because you're not at the top of a certain level now doesn't mean you can't get to the top of something else later on.
And that was one of the things. He was at the top of a list, right? So when you I read the story where you said that you searched up NBA players with the greatest fortune, and you thought your name would be on there.
I thought I was at the top. I'm not even close.
And to your surprise, it was Junior Bridgman.
You know, it's crazy because I was at the airport too, like NBA richest players. I was like, I was like number 7. I'm like, damn, I'm broke compared to these dudes. But it just motivated. And like the crazy thing is, I never wanted to be rich. I just wanted to be able to buy my mother anything she wants. That's it. I don't care about. But look, you can't take none of this with you. Just like some of the ladies in here and, you know, some of your parents. My mom used to cook us breakfast, iron our clothes, go to work, come home, cook dinner, never complain. So that was motivating for me. The first thing I said, when I get this money, you ain't gonna have to do nothing ever again in your life.
I heard the little West Indian.
No, seriously, like nothing. So, and she never asked me for nothing, but right before Kobe died, my sister passed away. So my family was living in Orlando. I only got to see him 4 times at work. It's like, y'all gotta come home with me. So mother go pick a house. You know, she's still one of them old school, my baby, that's too much. I'm like, you want it? And like, it feels good to just tell them, yeah, give me that. Without no checking credit or none of that. Like, the lady was like, she was like, I need to check your credit. I was like, I beg your pardon. Excuse me.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah.
Straight cash.
My mama was like, baby, don't do that. I was like, hold on, mama. She disrespected me. Hey, lady. I want this house and I want the 10-day closing right now. Do it. Thank you. Appreciate it. So that's what I do it for. So, you know, my kids are older now and they're kind of upset with me. Not really upset, but they don't understand. Because I tell them all the time, we ain't rich. I'm rich. Yeah, we don't. No, you got to have bachelor's or master's. And then if you want me to invest in one of your companies, you're going to have to present it. Boom, boom, boom. Bring it to me. I'll let you know. I'm not giving you nothing. The girls, I'll take care of the girl. But my boys, oh, they're not getting nothing.
Do you see the entrepreneurial spirit in your children? I know some of the boys are playing basketball. Do you see that spirit in them?
Yeah, I do, but I try to let them figure it out. You know, listen, it's one rule, education. I don't care if you play basketball. I don't care about none of that. Because I got six kids. I would like a doctor, somebody that owns a hedge fund, a pharmacist, a lawyer, someone that owns multiple businesses, someone to take over my business. But I tell them, I said, I'm not just going to hand it to you. You got to earn it. So they understand. So for Christmas, one of my sons got all A's. I said, man, go pick what you want. So he come back with the Tesla. I said, you better take your ass across the street to the Chargers. You better get you a Charger. I ain't getting no motherfucking Tesla. Nah, dog. Better get you a Charger, the V6 at that. I get the Hellcat. You don't get the Hellcat.
Let me ask you a question, because you're a very observant person and you make investments based off of the things that you observe. Ring. You were early invested in Ring, and it's an interesting story. So can you tell that story?
So this is the first time I'm not living like a spoiled brat. I love Atlanta. These are my people. I live amongst the people, right? So I call a security company, say, hey, man, I need some cameras, because people are still crazy now. So I said, I need some cameras. So the dude comes to the house, $80,000. I'm not paying no motherfucking $80,000. Beat it. Call another company, $65,000. I'm not paying that either. So I go to Best Buy, I'm getting TVs and stuff in the house, and I see this little, the Ring camera. And the crazy thing about it is I hooked it up myself. I put it on the door, I forgot about it. I'm way in China. Me and my man Rock, we're doing like this, you know, there's this thing in China, and somebody rings a bell, and I'm talking to him. I was like, damn, my people don't know about this. So I went to the conference, I told the guy, I said, hey, my name is Shaquille O'Neal. I want to invest in your company. And you're gonna pay me to do commercials, and then whatever happens, happens. So I invested some money in it, and then a year later, Jeff Bezos bought the company. I mean, because look, it's good for us. It's affordable security that really works. I mean, just think about it. My other security in my other house, I paid a lot of money for it. They don't call the phone. Right. You can't see who's you know doing what. So I actually like this guy. I was like, you know what? I want to invest. And, you know, he did.
How much did Jeff Bezos buy the company for, Troy?
A cool billion.
Billion?
Billion with a B.
That's
nice.
Congrats on that one.
Congratulations.
I didn't get that money.
I know you didn't. As an early investor.
Another story that you told.
Hey. When I get $1 billion, I'm gonna start walking around with no shoes on.
Whoa.
Motherfucking toes just out.
Shaq, this picture's on the internet of your toes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Toes just gonna be out.
You halfway there. You got suede loafers. Halfway there.
You don't no, like sorry. My shoes?
Nah, we like the shoes, bro. We like the shoes. It's the toes that I'm concerned about.
My toes are ugly as hell.
Oh, they ain't a word.
My shit
respectfully. Probably the worst I've ever seen.
My shit bad. I know it.
Playing with the great Kobe Bryant.
They got the
what do you got?
The camera's on his feet.
Oh, they put.
Oh, y'all want to see my toes?
No.
Oh, no! Yo, zoom in, zoom in.
I thought it was a Photoshop the first time I saw it.
My shit terrible.
Damn. Can't unsee. Some things you can't unsee.
You can't unsee that, no. That's an Earn Your Leisure first. I'm not sure if that was a tone. I don't know what
I got
was.
Ugly feet, so what?
Billionaire feet.
Shaq, play it.
My feet look better than them ugly ass shorts you got on.
Oh, you thought about that?
You thought I wasn't going to come back? Bam, 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 bam. Huh? Huh? What's wrong with him?
Don't let him do that, Shotty. Yo, stop laughing, y'all. That's my brother. Stop laughing, y'all.
Nah, what's happening?
He thought about that.
He took some time.
Where's Shiggy at? Where's Shiggy when you need him?
Damn.
Shiggy, where you at? I got reinforcements, man.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop. F*** a mic drop. Backdrop.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.